easing yourself into camping. Camping is by far and bar none one of the more interesting things you can do in life. One moment you are at home, microwaving, showering, downloading, and the next, your sausage is on a dirty stick over a large fire that you had to build out of fallen tree branches, protected by mosquitoes and other strange bugs. You have used wipes in places that you previously didn't even know you had, and if you desire reception, you will need to find a tall ancient dune, and about the only thing you can download is short text messages and a log, as large animals frequent high ground too. The reason why you would want to inconvenience yourself like this is pretty massive. It is enough to stay in those woods for a goody long while. Stress. Stress is a gas that you have no way to detect. You will never know how bad you have it until you go into the woods and get a different perspective. And make no mistake, we are talking about indoctrination level mind prison. Stress is something else. It's not a question of why you'd want to go into the woods, but how soon before it is warm enough at night. You have to do it frequently, multiple times a year. Camping is way more important than vitamins and doctor visits, especially if you work hard in life. Like obesity, stress is handled by our body all too well. So well that our bodies will effectively march us straight into an early grave. We will accept that we are big-boned or that we have a short fuse without thinking about it at all. But neither are true. Our bodies simply make things easy and love us to death. Camping is actually part of a larger process where you go on multi-month expeditions or adventures. But let me show you how to ease yourself into camping first. Find a state park by a lake or an ocean or high up in the mountains somewhere and camp next to your car at first. Set up your tent 20 feet away and have your fire in a little brick ring. There you will no doubt find some wood prepared by the park rangers and their friends. Enjoy people watching. Test out your gear and go on long walks. Now, if this is too much for you, or if you don't like driving or don't have a car, learn hiking and camping by setting up in the back of your house, in your backyard. Once you are ready for greater challenges, find a state park with a hike-in site. My favorite one is the Jack Pine in Ludington, Michigan. And, you know, leave your car far by the parking lot and slowly hike in with all your gear. Being away from people, but full of crumbs, hiking sites are very popular among raccoons. But, you know, woodland raccoons are not trash pandas, not at all. They are more like well-behaved little bears. They will demand a wholesome, succulent meal, yeah, but also clean up and tidy up. and give you a loving look. You don't have to head for a tiny wilderness the same year. Hiking sites will take care of all your stress measurements, and they will absolutely help you to make room for narrated books. But they can be busy with chattering strangers, and sometimes even booked ahead of time. You will wonder, why pay extra and go through all of this, where you can simply set up camp far and away from people at a little wilderness. Before you know it, you'll be setting up camp at a tiny wilderness like the Nordhaus Dunes, maybe. It is a much more open and much more natural setting. There will be more room for you here, and your tent site will look like a natural cathedral. It can be quite breathtaking. There will be more fallen branches for a fire and a more private beach spot, so private that for the duration of your stay there, the beach is basically all yours. Oh sure, one way or another you will spot other campers, but they will be tiny colorful dots in the distance and really far away. One time I was walking by a beach and I thought I was alone, and my nose started itching. So I had myself an old man sneeze. I fired away a big Then it turned out that like 6 different hikers heard me, and they all stood up to see what the hell is going on. It was quite terrible. I'd never done it again. So you won't feel isolated, but you will be alone. If at all possible, bring friends or a friend so that you are alone together. You will listen to your own books and stay in your own tent some distance apart. You can go hiking together and buddy up to gather wood. The woods are safe, but it is just better to go with someone. Perhaps someone quiet who also needs to test the level of stress that they are under. Camping is actually a really good introduction to hiking. And full-on hiking means that you pack each morning and walk 10 to 20 miles to your next camp. This act of moving does not just take your stress away, but returns all that was taken away from you. Your intellectual inheritance, for one. You need to carefully comprehend a very large number of books. And you can only achieve that on a long, long trail where you can carefully examine powerful narrated books. Reading on weekends is a crayon cartoon version of actually hearing and comprehending books. Here you go from chasing promotions to wondering about architecture of modern politics, how all the politicians in your country go through fads, and a lot of those fads are not really what people need. Science popularizer books will show you how meaningful education really works, that you need a lattice upon which you can affix all kinds of curiosities, that you can then pursue at your own pace and in a sequence that matches what you already know. And high achievements of great beings will teach you that you must grow all the way up and to become a great being. You will only ever be able to discover your true meaning by becoming a great being and accepting all the challenges along the way. You are not to grow up a little bit and then stop part way. That's just how your teachers think of you. But that is not how a real human being does. By not learning, by tolerating political inaction, the world will be forced to repeat mistakes of the previous centuries. Without broad education that hiking long trails will bestow upon you, you can only follow, never fully understand, and never really lead. You should know that there exist trails that require months and years to cross. The Triple Crown, for one, consists of three such long trails. The Appalachian in the east, the Pacific Crest in the west, and Continental Divide in the middle of United States. Finally, do not be scared. You should have no fear greater than not knowing about the world. And hiking long distances with wise narrated books playing in your ear is the most meaningful and enlightening education that you can ever hope for. As to the rest, that's just part of the adventure. If you are ever eyed by frightening hillbillies, just make sure that you have finer hand-forged cutlery and share your books if they are nice. Bears can be easily taken down with nail clippers and some hair spray, or any kind of spray, and, you know, bear spray is probably the best. But so as long as you are confidently racing at the bear with one in each hand, the bear will think there is something definitely wrong with you and probably run away. If not, you know, if it's brown, lay down. If it's black, give it a smack. And as cougars go, though they will scream like hell and appear all kinds of scary, just help them find their way back to their camp.